Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. This past Sunday, we studied John 13 at the Mount Vernon campus. And again, just an incredible passage from the Gospel of John. And in this passage, we see Jesus both giving us an example of what love looks like by humbly lowering himself and washing his disciples' feet. And then also later in John chapter 13, giving us an explicit command where he says that he's giving us a new command that we love one another, and specifically that we love one another just like he loved us. And just for a few moments this morning, I want us to take some time together and just reflect on how we have been doing, if we are Christ followers, at imitating the example Jesus has left for us, and honestly obeying his command that we love one another. And I think that we all, you know, sometimes we struggle with this and sometimes we excel at it. And so I just want to give you a couple things to think about as you think about the privilege that we have to love and serve both the people that we're close to, and also people that we may not know their name, but somehow we have interactions with them throughout the day. And this is what I think happens for us. I think we all tend to love people in certain ways and not in others. And this is what I mean by that. Every single person has spiritual needs. We all have physical needs, and we all have emotional needs. And so examples of spiritual needs: we all need to know and love Jesus. We all need to have an ongoing habit of repenting from sin and placing our trust in God. Physically, obviously, we need food and water and air and shelter and things like that. And emotionally, we need friendship. We need encouragement. We need love. And what I see happening a lot of times is many of us are good at maybe one or two of those things, or maybe it comes naturally to us, and not so much the other. So for example, many of us are really sensitive to others' emotional needs. And because of that, especially if it's a non-Christian, we can tend to ignore their spiritual need to hear the gospel, the good news of Jesus, and be invited and challenged to place their trust in Jesus and to repent of their sin, because we understand that might hurt their feelings and we're sensitive to their emotional needs, but then we end up maybe accidentally ignoring their very real and also very eternal spiritual needs. Now, others of us perhaps are really focused on people's spiritual needs, but we don't do such a great job at seeking to meet their physical needs through sharing our time, sharing our money, and maybe we're a little bit abrasive as we seek to call people to repentance and faith in Christ, and we neglect their emotional needs. And I don't know where you would say you fall in that. I don't think anyone crushes this, but here's what I'd like to encourage you to think about today. Jesus has shown us what it looks like to love others, and he has commanded us to love other people, not just pieces of them, not just the spiritual part or the physical part, but to love the whole person in the name of Jesus. And Jesus says in John 13 that other people are going to recognize that we are his disciples by how we love one another. And so I want to encourage and challenge you this morning to just remember that you and I have the opportunity to show people the love of Christ because we have experienced the love of Christ that we get freely through trusting him. And so let's take today and let's intentionally find opportunities to love people well, to meet or seek to meet their spiritual needs by pointing them to Jesus, to seek to meet their physical needs by sharing time, money, resources, whatever the need may be, but also to seek to meet their emotional needs by befriending them, encouraging them, and just loving them well. And so let's take a moment and let's pray. Let's ask our Heavenly Father to help us to do this well, because it's hard to imitate Jesus the way he has commanded us, and we need all the help we can get from our Lord. So let's take a moment and pray now, please. Well, thanks again for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope to see you back again on the Drivecast tomorrow. And just a quick reminder, God in Christ loves you, and you get to share that love with others today. Have a great day. God bless.